Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome our guests, Jack and Kathy. Thanks for being here. This is, you guys have to bear with me. This is really new to me, and I'm a little bit. So this is the regular board meeting of the Board of Directors, Big Bear Airport District, Terminal Building, West Wing Boardroom, Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, at 4 o'clock on the dot. Please join me in the thoughts. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing safe, efficient, and exceptional venues for aviation operators. Roll call and intervention.
Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
Vice President Lindstrom?
Aye.
President Seifert is absent with cause. Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Administration Manager Abby Erickson, and myself, Board Secretary Patty Lopez. We welcome members of the public.
Approval of the agenda.
No changes from staff.
I'd like to ask that we change the agenda. We are missing on there a place for subcommittee report outs. And I think we need to include that on the agenda as indicated in the last meeting. So you want to add a line item for a subcommittee report out. Okay. Well, it's kind of a ton of committee reports.
Yeah. There's 12.
Can we add that?
It's there.
Yeah, but the only thing that's there is just the personnel committee. I think we should list all the subcommittees, whether they have reports or not. They should all be listed.
To show which one is,
yeah, because we may or may have not have nothing to report on.
I'm not sure that I mean, we have the committee reports we talked about. I'm not sure that we change their configuration.
Well, my question is, then will we be able to, under that monitor number 12, be able to give some report as to where we are on the public health committee?
Ordinarily, yes. The answer, yes, yes, and no. Ordinarily, the answer would be yes if you had a previous meeting and there's some action. Yes, but if you had a committee before the board meeting, then absolutely, we would say personnel committee, community service committee, and then you would have the floor to talk about what you guys talked about at that meeting.
I understand that, but because of conditions. We can't have a meeting, but I think it's important that that is brought up at the time of the committee so we can understand why and be able to proceed on from there. Because to have it in the director's comments, it's not recorded. I mean, it's recorded on the system, but it's not documented in the minutes for the meeting. So I think it would be important to have at least be able to say, this is where we are on this committee.
My suggestion is going to be at this point because of the reporting requirements for the agenda that if we're adding something that then we're going to discuss that we didn't previously post that we push.
Okay, well, then my request would be that at the next meeting, that we put it on, if we have to put it on the agenda, that we add a only the spot there for the committee, all of the committee reports, whether they are there or not. I mean, for example, we put on here Civil Air Patrol, but I've yet to see Civil Air Patrol show up for anything. Right. But we leave them on this agenda to do this. So I would think that would be the same for reports. But I would still like to be able to do my community report, opportunity to speak to where our committee is with the public outreach.
That, you know, came as board.
Again, what
I
say is because we didn't know it shouldn't be
done. Today.
But in
the future, I think. So in other words, you could say, like you said, Civil Air Patrol, or we do have a spot for all committee reports. So if all five committees met, it would be something for every one of them. But it would leave at least an opportunity to say, hey, we've been trying to set a meeting or whatever, something like that. And, or, I don't know. Is that where you're going with?
Yeah, see, the only reason I bring it up, because if you look at our minutes from the last meeting, mm-hmm. there was nothing on there about on the agenda for the last meeting. And the point I'm bringing it up again, yeah, right, I asked at the last meeting to have that included in the agenda.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Which is why I think 12 is there.
Yeah, well, but only as it relates to one committee. I think it needs to relate to all the committees, whether they have a report out or not.
I don't know what kind of action. Is that a suggestion? There is, Ryan, am I mistaken, that there was a while ago that we added something about not having committee reports?
That is correct.
A while back,
yeah. 2018. So during a board dynamic workshop, the board chose not to have committee meetings. All committees were suspended at that time. Okay. They were only going to be active and reportable if there was work that was done by the consensus of the board to give that committee work to do, i.e. the personnel committee. The committee was assigned a task by the majority of the board to do a specific task. That is why it's on the agenda right now, is because you guys, unfortunately, it is a personnel committee, which can't be discussed in open session and there's no reportable action. But it's there because you guys met.
This is the only problem I have with that is that as of March of 2021, we were listing the committees on the agendas. Nothing to do with 2018. So 2021 and in April of 2021, we disagree. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a part of our policy, and the policy has not been changed. I haven't seen a change to the policy that says these are the standing committees, which implies to me that this board has authorized and commissioned those subcommittees to do the jobs that are described in the policy. Now, if there's a policy amendment to that, I would like to see it. And then I would get off this course.
I'll go get it right now.
Depends on out like that, and some of them are
different. Which one do you have?
No, mine ran out.
No, that's all right. I got scared.
Okay, I'll have to give you a compliment.
proper
way. Oh, yeah, you will see it by it.
They were Mont Blancs, right?
Oh, no, I'm not that bad.
The sensor may come back.
Mm-hmm. Are they rolling?
Yes.
The sensor makes
it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I understood LPs may have come back, but cassettes too.
if anybody else would like copies, make sure we're doing this. I can do that for you, but we need to make sure we follow the Brown Act. And right now, this is not on the Brown. We're violating that. Well, so we either take Mr. Hicks' comments into consideration, we move it to another location, or we need to move on.
I'm not asking for any action later, but I would like to have it on the agenda so we vote on it at the next meeting if we have to rescind this policy.
Do we have to have any action on what you just said about putting it on the agenda?
He is making a comment. So if there's a consensus, that can happen.
We need a roll call vote on it?
No, you just need to give consensus that it will be discussed at the next board meeting. But right now, it's just a comment that he's making.
Yeah, we can't vote on it.
Okay. Then we have approval of the agenda as it is, as it stands now. Are there any?
Well, my question is, do we have a consensus?
My suggestion is that we discuss it when we have the
full board call.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, sure. Thank you. Public comments. Person wishing to comment on agenda items should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allow their time to end. Comments on the agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during public comment section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport Board. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not notified publicly. Therefore, the board may only do one of the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request. Got Michael?
Yep,
yep. I'm on. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the board may only do one of the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Do we have any public comments at this point? Special presentations and proclamations.
We don't have any.
Civil Air Patrol. Big Bear Pilots Association, Jack.
Good afternoon. We had a meeting, a lot of meetings on this evening, and everything else. One of the things that was on our agenda starting the meeting was that from the comment that this board made last month, that they really would like to see more members of the public and things like that. And I hope to remind everybody that there was a meeting today at this time, at this location. Well, I'll just keep stirring the pot and see if we get a few more folks to show up. Secondarily, our program is by Brian. It was a complete walkthrough from literally day one, the history of the building, the history of developing from the building, the analysis, the urgency issues, the cost issues, the financing issues. I don't know how many topics you have, but they're very in the head, but very, very complete, very extensive. And if people have any questions, they were successfully answered.
with a lot of support.
That's it.
Thank you, Jeff. Consent agenda. Approval of the draft minutes.
Again, I have a comment on the draft minutes.
So we're going to pull the draft minutes. So it's just
on page
we're going to do 8.2 first.
8.2. Regular board meeting. Is that what you want? 8.2.
Financial
reports. May 2023, pages 7 through 21. Move them. Mm-hmm.
I will second.
I'm sorry, who moved it?
Yeah.
Oh.
This
one. Director Hicks moved to accept and file the year-to-date financial reports, and Director Smith second the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion to approve and accept the year-to-date financial reports was passed with all members voting aye. All members present.
Full consent agenda items.
So that's the draft minutes.
Okay.
The one comment I have for that is, in my opinion, the draft minutes are not complete in that they do not reflect the director's comments. Unless you are a computer file and just want to fill up the audio on these meetings, public would have no clue what was said during the director's comments. I think some of the things said in the comments are critical and can have an impact, or at least give the public an idea of the direction that we as a board are going to go at. Well, I will, because it has been the practice in the past, I will go along with the approval of these minutes in what consideration is next meeting, and I would have hoped that it would happen. And have a session that the minutes that the director's comments be added to.
It's not me.
We don't need to act on it. Okay. Discussion and review of appropriate.
No, we have to get the approval of minutes. Now we have to approve them. Number 9.
Okay.
I move approval of the minutes that's resolved.
Second.
Director Hicks moved to accept the consent agenda as written to include the regular board minutes of June 14, 2023. And Director Castillo seconded the motion. Please signify by saying aye. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 The motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of Wednesday, June 14, 2023. Passed with all members present voting aye.
10.1. Discussion and review of appropriations limit calculations worksheet. Ryan?
All right. So on page 22 and 23, this is a yearly function of the district that we do. It basically takes into consideration population within Big Bear and the state CIP, which is the capita per income or personal income. But basically what it does is it you put in these specific requirements, and it's a self-generating amount. So as you can see, for the 23-24 fiscal year, the appropriation subject to limit is $3,681,000. So essentially what that's saying is we cannot make more than $3,600,000, which we are nowhere near that at this point. So so Prop 4, also known as the GAN limit, was passed in 1978, and it established the appropriation limits on the state and most local governments. The appropriations limit is based on appropriations from tax revenue, and it began in 78 and 79. And if the state has revenue above the limit over two consecutive years, the state, the constitution of the state can redirect those funds. So the board's, or the recommendation from the staff is to approve the resolution 23-05 as written and adopting it. And this is really based on kind of our, how our budget lines up and whatnot. So we'll be moving this task into the, into June next fiscal year. So we want to put the, we want the budget and we want the appropriations done at the same time.
Do I have any further comments on the appropriations limit calculation worksheet? 10.1A, review and possible approval of resolution 2023-05, adopting the Goodyear Airport District's appropriation limit for fiscal year 2023 through 2024, pages 24. Public comment, anybody? Then we have to vote on it.
Yeah, it's a board discussion.
Yes. There's no discussion.
There's months.
Say again.
Do we have anything to say about it? Board has asked the question.
Just ask.
Oh, ask. Is there any discussion on the board with regard to resolution?
And on where are we starting? Name where we're starting. Steve,
okay. Steve, whoever you are.
I don't want to do this.
You're good. Raise your hand. Julie?
Yeah, it is all standard business. I have also nothing to
ask. Jack?
I have
no more comments. And I have nothing to say because I don't understand. Discussion and possibly schedule.
No, wait.
We have to. Somebody has to make.
I will make a motion to approve resolution 2023-05 adopting the Big Bear Airport District's appropriation for fiscal year 2023.
I'll second.
I second.
Director Smith moved to approve resolution number 2023-05 adopting the district's appropriation limit for the fiscal year of 2023-2024. Director Lindstrom seconded the motion. I will do a roll call vote. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Vice President Lindstrom?
By,
oh, did I say? Oh my God. Director Smith, I'm sorry, I apologize. Director Smith and Director Vice President Lindstrom.
Aye.
The motion to approve resolution number 2023-05 adopting the district's appropriation limit for the fiscal year of 2023-2024 passed, with all members present voting aye.
10.2, discussion and possibly schedule of Brent Ives workshop. Right.
All right. So after the last meeting, the board approved to have Mr. Ives here. I had sent an email out to try to get some dates that were going to possibly work. It's pretty difficult trying to get everybody on the same date. I've been back and forth with Brent here in the last few days. I'd like to try to get something scheduled here soon. And he's given me six dates in the month of August that we can try to nail him down. I'm trying to get you guys to be able to get on a date where I can get him to come. So I'm only dealing with one instead of five. So.
Brian, how many, is there any kind of consensus on a date at this point?
With the board? No.
Yes.
No. I didn't even get some responses. I know. I'm not, yeah. So right now, in the month of August, he has the 3rd, the 17th, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Or I'm sorry, 26th.
Can you repeat those again?
Yep, sorry.
Write it down. Third. Okay, third.
17th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 26th. So this is for him to actually come to the airport. There's going to be a lot of homework prior to this. He's going to have interviews with each one of you, probably remotely via Zoom, and talk to you about things that you're passionate about, things that you want to see changed. And then can basically get all of that information together and then bring it to you guys as a group. So
how long? And you said that it would probably take the whole day, right?
So the workshop will be roughly four and a half hours. If we can move and get that done. There is going to be some work prior to that, which, like I said, will be done via email and Zoom, but no one-on-one at that.
Well, what exactly happens? First, you say the kind of scheduling. He interviews each one of us,
mm-hmm.
and he asks questions.
Correct.
And then
you can add more.
Yeah.
And then we come together.
Correct. And then all your guys' comments then get put on a board and you guys start looking at how you, things that you want changed, like policies or procedures, or, you know, if there's multiple board members talking about the same thing, it's a little bit higher on the list of things that need to be dealt with, because there's more board members that are concerned about a specific item.
Any more public comments or comments on Brent Ives coming? Okay, then what we have to do now is you're going to isolate a date.
I would really like, without having Rick here, it might make it a little bit difficult. So I would really, like for you guys to look at your schedule and lock in at least a couple days that we can play with, maybe two, maybe like the 23rd or 24th, if it's possible. No,
not the 24th.
Not the 24th.
22nd,
23rd. Okay.
22nd and 23rd of August, possibility.
23rd. Okay, so yeah, why don't we do this? Can I make a suggestion? I'd go around with you before we just add around. So, Julie, you're not going to do work, right?
No.
Okay, so it's important to cross out. Anybody else not available on any of these dates?
I'm not the 3rd and not the 17th. The 22nd and 23rd are best, 26th.
26th is Saturday.
Or I'm open all of the days.
I'm open.
The 22nd. Okay.
How about we do it on the 26th? Would that work for you, Chuck?
What day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday.
He has no objection coming on Saturday.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about Rick. He had an emergency today that come up. So he would be the only one, and it'd be good if we had 2 days. And Chuck, you said the 23rd was okay for you?
Yeah.
So 26th, if you guys are okay with that, I'll reach out to Rick.
These are both in August.
Correct. And so there'll be a little bit of homework, like I said, prior to that. Just trying to nail it down with Brent.
There are some things I haven't put on my calendar. That's the
one I'm going
to have
to double check.
And it's a Saturday.
The 26th is a Saturday, yes.
So at this point, Ryan is going to try to schedule Brent on the 26th on a Saturday.
23rd or 26th, but I need to reach out to Rick.
Or the 23rd is possible. Anyone want to come in? Ryan?
I'm okay.
a manager?
I have none today.
What's the status of the building?
Status of the building is we've made it through all of the state requirements. We are waiting for the inspector to come and attach the HCD placards on the back of the building. Once I have a photocopy of those and that information, that'll be sent to the county. Were you talking about the temporary buildings? Okay. Those will be sent to the county as part of the packet that we will be finalizing, which is all the ADA access and the drawings and the plans for the utilities and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where we're at right now. So far, I haven't had any comebacks from the state so far. So I think we're pretty much done and we're just waiting for them to come and put those placards on.
Do you have a date or a time frame on that?
No, this was, we kind of finished it up last week. There was some new legislation or new rules that came out with the state that required us to register those like a trailer and title them. So I had to go through that process. I had to do registration and titling for each one of the trailers, the 10 of them. But we're making progress. We're close on the state. I mean, everything's been done with the state. I'm just waiting for the inspector to come. And his name's Roy. I talk to him often. And they're just working some details out within their organization. And they're going to come and placard those onto the building. So.
Well, just for fun, do you have a date approximately where we can begin at demolition? I mean, is it going to be another year?
I think we're running out of time already. I really do.
Running out of time with regard to the permits or with?
Not money at all. We're totally okay there. We still have all the utilities that have to be put into those buildings. We have to have all the ADA ramps taken care of. And that's one of the things I'm working on right now is making sure that all the ADA ramps are legal and meet the standards. And so I'm having a company look at those, make sure they're detailed perfectly with the correct slopes. We still have some work to do out there. So I don't see us really breaking ground. Weather-wise.
How long would it take to do the utilities? Do you have any idea about that?
It's a process. Because I have to write the specifications. I have to put it out to bid. I have to get 3 bids. I have to do job walks. I have to pick the lowest, most responsible bidder, make sure that they have all the proper documentation, the DIR. So it's for a simple job of digging a trench and putting conduit in there or sewage line, it's very cumbersome. So.
Well, we could be looking at another year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Any more comments on questions in line? I think that's very interesting. That's taken so long. And I know you put your heart and soul in this and time and sweat and blood.
Yeah, the unfortunate part, it's nothing that I'm doing that's delaying the process.
No, I think everything.
But yeah, there's a very detailed process of how we procure stuff for the district when it comes to construction and especially DIR stuff, Department of Industrial Relations. There's a very strict criteria that we have to follow. So.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the hard work on that. Any more discussion on the other? Committee reports. Personnel committee.
Yeah. Personnel committee met on Monday, June 5th, 2023. We have no report of that.
Okay. Director's comments. Steve.
Thank you for coming, audience. Kathleen, Jack, it's growing. Good friend. Thank you, staff, and Google, and thank you, Ryan, for bringing our pilot association and including them up to speed on the terminal building, as well as the board, as a great presentation.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, very good. I want everyone's excited. We've got to pack our patience.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to do, but it's doing the best we can. Yeah, I just quickly looked over this resolution Ryan gave to me, and it seems to say in there that standing committees are still in place. That the committees were going to stop functioning until we met in 2018 with, I guess, Brent to go over policies. So, in my mind, standing committees are still there. Clearly, they are. We have the personnel committee, and clearly, they are because the president has elected to appoint people to these different committees. So, that said, again, I think where we need to go on having the committee on the agenda. I am interested if we could get from staff just kind of a yes and no at the next meeting on our goals that we were able to meet from our strategic plan in 2022. And we weren't able to meet them. Just very, very short, brief explanation as to why we didn't meet those goals and the status of meeting our goals for 2023, just where we are. But, you know, again, I understand things like the terminal building, a lot of that's out of control, but there are a number of other things. For example, one of the items in the 2022 plan was to develop a public outreach and marketing strategy for the airport. Well, being on the public outreach and marketing strategy committee, it's really very clear to me that there is no plan in place for that activity. And we did ask for it at the last meeting, try to get one within 2 weeks, and one was not forthcoming. So, you know, clearly there isn't one. I would like to schedule a meeting for the 26th of July at 4 o'clock, if we could, so we can fulfill our obligations as a subcommittee and work on a public outreach plan and marketing strategy. So if we can plan around the 26th, getting together, Mary Kay and I to start on that and try to come up with a plan so that we can possibly present a plan to the board to accept at our August meeting. We have to do that. Let's see. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm going to pass this around to the board. This is, I don't know if you're all familiar with this, with regard to the Moon Ridge Monday. I think it would be good for the airport and the whole community if the airport had a presence there. I got a letter from Ellen from the Chamber of Commerce. If anybody wants to take a look at what's available and how we can proceed if we want to do it. I think it's great exposure to the relations for the airport. Do I have any more?
Julie.
Public comment?
Not public, but director comments.
I mean, that one. Directors. You knew what I mean.
I do appreciate that the pilot committee, bigger airports, covered it. It's not coming out. Pilots Association. There we go.
Drive directors.
Asked Ryan to present where we were on the terminal building. The history of the terminal building is a fascinating history. And
we covered boards more.
Yes, yeah.
Very cool.
Yes.
Which satisfied a lot of folks. Yeah.
So I appreciate Ryan that you took the time to do that. That is to be able to do that. And appreciate continuing efforts by staff. Thank you, Abby. And also local maintenance crew. I appreciate you at our meeting, and I look forward for a chance for us to work through
some of these things in August so that we can really put this all set up.
Yeah, we got emails.
Oh, you got it too?
Yeah. I don't know if she sent it. Let's see. No more comments. We will adjourn number 14. We'll adjourn to closed session. It is now 4:40.
You need to read those.
What did I forget? 14.1. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, public employee. Public employee performance evaluation position, general manager. 14.2. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, conference with labor negotiation. Negotiators. Agency designated representative, Bigger Airport Board of Directors, negotiating with Brian Goss, General Manager for the unprecedented exempt employee. It's now still
out of public comments.
Oh, we wanna, okay. Any public comments with regard to? We will now adjourn to closed session. Thank you, everyone.
Need to announce outside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the report from the closed session. We are returning to open session, the Fair Board of Directors. At 5:37 p.m. During the evaluation process, the manager will receive a 4% cost of living raise and a 6% merit raise. Meeting will be adjourned at 5:37 p.m. Now we're open.
Wait to adjourn.